down nearly 200 points, but NASDAQ futures up slightly after Friday's record high close. In college basketball, Caitlin Clark set a record leading Iowa past Ohio State. She became the all-time leading scorer for women and men in college history. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
WDRC, W277DT, WDRC-FM HD3 Hartford, WSNG, W283DO Torrington. The news is now.
Good morning. I'm Sean Murphy. Partly cloudy skies today with a high in the 50s. A woman was brought to the hospital after crashing into a building in Hartford yesterday morning. Officials say the vehicle drove into a multifamily house on White Street, damaging the structure. 12 people in the residence have been displaced. None of them were injured. The driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation. One person is dead after a vehicle crashed into a tree and caught fire in Avon yesterday morning. When crews arrived at the scene of the crash on Old Farms Road, they found the vehicle fully engulfed in flames. The crash remains under investigation. A motorcyclist has been transported by LifeStar after a crash in Tallinn yesterday. State police say the crash happened at 5:03 p.m. on Tallinn Road. Police say injuries have been reported and a person was transported via LifeStar. Further information was not immediately available. Farmington police arrested five juvenile car thieves following a pursuit that took them into West Farms Mall Saturday afternoon. Farmington police were called to the parking lot of West Farms Mall at 12:59 p.m. for reports of a stolen car. Officers arrived to find the stolen vehicle unoccupied. Police determined that five male suspects had left the vehicle and entered the mall on foot. All five suspects were eventually located and taken into custody. I'm Sean Murphy. When news breaks, we break in.
And now, the talk of Connecticut traffic.
Stop-and-go traffic throughout Hartford, I-84 in both directions, I-91 southbound, exit 34 to I-84, Route 2 westbound, exit 4 to exit 2, Route 9 in both directions is stop-and-go in Middletown. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
From the Talk of Connecticut Weather Center, a mostly cloudy day for today, starting the week off with a high of 55. Rain developing tonight, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, periods of rain, 50. Periods of rain on Wednesday, high near 60. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwiman on the Talk of Connecticut.
Yankee Peddler and Pawn in East Hartford is Connecticut's premier pawn shop, paying you top dollar whether you are pawning or selling your items. It's also your first choice to find great deals on used items. Yankee Peddler and Pawn has everything from gold and silver jewelry to electronics, power tools, some musical instruments, and so much more. With nearly 200 five-star Google reviews, customer service is always their number one priority. Go see Joe at Yankee Peddler and Pawn at 7 Pitkin Street in East Hartford and tell them Gary sent you.
This is the time of year to enjoy life. Stop letting that pain in your joints keep you from doing what you love to do this spring. Call QC Kinetics now. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. It's a fact. QC Kinetics is literally transforming lives. Their advanced treatment harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue so you can walk and run and climb stairs and play golf and move again pain-free. No pain pills, no risky surgery. This is an all-natural solution. QC Kinetics has tens of thousands of satisfied patients who have reclaimed their mobility. So, take action now and live your best life this spring and summer. It's a great use of your tax refund check, by the way. Call QC Kinetics today for a free consultation with offices in Avon, New Haven, and their new office in Glastonbury. 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. A-I-N.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Hartford area attorneys, Phyllis McCutcheon, licensed in Connecticut. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Men, this is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and you've heard me talk a lot about how treating low testosterone can improve your sleep, your workouts, your energy levels, and more. But today I want to talk about your sex drive, because low testosterone can have a significant impact on your desire for intimacy. It can even be a factor in erectile dysfunction. And if you're in a relationship or wanting to be in a relationship, a low sex drive could really be a problem. The good news is that if you're like most guys, treating a low T could really change the way you feel about sex, giving you back that flame and desire that is so important when you love someone. So if you're feeling sluggish and tired, if you're not sleeping well, if your workouts aren't that great, and most of all, if your sex drive is more like a putt, make an appointment at Northeast Men's Health and have your testosterone levels checked. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices in the Northeast to serve you. Northeast Men's Health, a Promenic restorative health practice.
When shopping for appliances, where do you stop first? A big box store? They might be your first stop, but Ferrari's Appliance will be your last. From laundry to dishwashers, stoves to refrigerators, Ferrari's Appliance has all the name brands at the price you can afford. And they install and service everything they sell. Enough with the pushy salespeople and impersonal customer service. Head to Ferrari's Appliance in Newington or Naugatuck and discover why people from all over choose them over everyone else. Online at Ferrari'sAppliance.com.
You're soon into the Talk of Connecticut Radio Network, Mornings with Gary Byron, the Republican voice of reason.
Have you seen your Eversource bill lately? Look, you know, everything has gone up. Everything. I don't want to just pick on one aspect of our utility bills. I was just talking to somebody over the weekend who just, you know, took their kids Saturday afternoon or to McDonald's. You know, a guy walked out. He goes, "Good God, I thought I just left Max's Oyster Bar when I found out how much I was spending on lunch." Of course, he was exaggerating, but yeah, no. And we talked about it last week. You know, I get a Happy Meal. It's like 18. You know, not a Happy Meal, but like a Big Mac and large fry and a medium. So it's like $18. You got to be kidding me! This is insane. It's silly. Look, I know everything goes up, but there's a point where you sit there. There's a level. You're just like, oh, man, this has gone up. And then there's like, this is just stupid. I'm not going to pay that. That's ridiculous.
We're at that level.
But here's the difference, my friends. You need your electricity. You need your heat. You need your utilities. You need a phone. Whether it's a landline or a cell phone, you need the phone. If there ever an emergency, God forbid, you don't need cable. I get that. Hell, you don't even need television for if you want to, you know, kind of distinguish between wants and needs. It's a want, not a need. You need shelter, so it's either mortgage or a rent. And heck, rents have gone up to nearly how much a mortgage is. There are people that just, and you sit there and go, well, why do even people rent? Well, not everybody qualifies for a mortgage. They have the money, but they've got terrible credit. So they say, well, we'll just rent temporarily and build up the credit, and maybe a couple of years from now we'll be able to obtain a mortgage. But utilities, you need, some people have electric heat. You need your heat. You need your electric, you need your lights and everything, your refrigerator, everything runs on electricity, right? So we take it a little differently. When your utilities go up, that's a need, as opposed to when your cable bill or your Big Macs go up. That's, you don't need that. You want that. Good morning. It's Gary Byron, 9-11 here on this Monday morning. Glad to have you on board the old morning train. I bring this up because our next guest into the Daily Connerton Memorial Company interview chair is Vice President of Distribution Rates and Regulatory Requirements over at Eversource. Typically, I mean, we've talked to people from Eversource for the last 5 years. My God, I think I chatted with the CEO one time. What's his name? Noble, I think his name is. I used to talk to Mitch Gross all the time. I know he's no longer there. I've have a great relationship with Jamie Ratliff. In fact, we're even friends personally. But it's on Facebook and so on and so forth. But it's great to have this individual because I think this falls really into his area of expertise. So to get him on to discuss this more specifically is what I was obtaining. What I really was my objective, what I wanted to do. I want to welcome him. He's Douglas Horton. Douglas, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. And I agree with you. In my role, it's not often that I'm called in for radio interviews. It's usually other folks that Eversource that get that opportunity. So thanks for having me.
Well, no. Then before my questions, I would have. Did you just draw the lowest straw, or did Jamie take the day off and say, "No, you get it, Douglas"? No, well, how did you get thrown into this?
Well, no, it's, I mean, obviously, just like you said with that intro, I mean, the rate increase is stark, and our customers rely on us and rely on our service. So it's top of mind for everyone, including for us at Eversource, that we never like to see increases this large. It's utility rates are not something generally it's the sexy topic. So I'm excited. I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
It's not a short straw at all.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I think our listeners are as well. Certain costs of service, including state-mandated programs and policies and initiatives, are adjusted at least once a year on Eversource's costs for these services, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But these are recovered through a charge on your bill. So let's start here. What was proposed by Eversource? And then let's get the answer to that question first, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure. As you just alluded to, and I think it's important for the context, because I know, again, this is all kind of inside baseball. Utility rate making is not the most intuitive and top of mind for folks. And at the end of the day, our customers really only care about the total amount that they're paying. But
yep.
For this conversation, it's important to understand, if you do look at your Eversource or UI utility bill, there are four general buckets of costs. There's the cost of supply, so the actual electricity that's generated, which the utilities in Connecticut don't own. We purchase that power and we pass it off to our customers. We don't make money on it, and that's about half of the bill. There are public benefits programs that we administer, and just like on the supply side, we don't generally make any profit on those costs. We pass those costs through. They come at a cost. They also have a benefit. Generally, those are required of us as part of the state or federal programs. And then, of course, there's the cost of the infrastructure that we do own and operate, the local delivery charge, and the regional transmission grid. That's the poles and the substations and all the infrastructure that we build and operate. And there's a cost that comes with that. So the costs that change on a more regular basis are those costs for the supply and the public benefits programs, because those are based on what the market prices for the underlying services are, whereas the delivery components are generally, they change less frequently and are more steady adjustments over time. But the cost for supply or for public benefits can vary and be volatile. The annual rate adjustment mechanism that we operate under, as a result, changes more frequently because the costs change more frequently. And that's really what we're talking about here, is a rate change that we're expecting to go into effect on May 1st. It's predominantly as part of that public benefits programs, and it is a significant increase. We would expect the rate to increase for a typical residential customer by about $38 a month, which is significant. It's 19% of a customer's total electricity bill, and that's within that public benefits portion. And there's really two main drivers for that increase. There's contracts that we enter into that are supply related. They're tied to the market prices for energy, and they serve as a hedge to that energy. So there's been years where when supply prices have been so high, those contracts have actually produced significant benefit. But last year, the markets turned around, and the good news is the supply prices came down, but then the costs of those contracts, which are in the public benefits portion, then increased. And so we now are facing an increase to collect the cost that for those programs, and that's a large portion of the increase. And then the other main driver is we have programs in place for our customers who are challenged in paying their bills, and we have not, as a result of COVID, been able to pursue collection activities from those customers, and that's been...
And that's what we've been hearing a lot about as well. We discussed this on this program last week and the last several weeks since this was first announced. And maybe you can kind of dispel some of these rumors or put us on the right track when it comes to this. Way, I don't like rhetoric. I don't like spin. I don't like innuendo or rumor. I like fact. And that is, we hear that there is a moratorium
in the state of Connecticut that is still in existence from the early era of COVID. I mean, let's face it, COVID began in, I guess technically in 2019, hence the reason why it was entitled COVID-19. It really didn't hit here until, let's say, February, March, April of 2020. So here we are in March of 2024. It's been 4 years, and a lot has changed since those early days of COVID. And I understand that, you know, most...
Down nearly 200 points, but NASDAQ futures up slightly after Friday's record high close. In college basketball, Caitlin Clark set a record leading Iowa past Ohio State. She became the all-time leading scorer for women and men in college history. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
WDRC, W277DT, WDRC-FM HD3 Hartford, WSNG, W283DO Torrington. The news is now.
Good morning. I'm Sean Murphy. Partly cloudy skies today with a high in the 50s. A woman was brought to the hospital after crashing into a building in Hartford yesterday morning. Officials say the vehicle drove into a multifamily house on White Street, damaging the structure. 12 people in the residence have been displaced. None of them were injured. The driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation. One person is dead after a vehicle crashed into a tree and caught fire in Avon yesterday morning. When crews arrived at the scene of the crash on Old Farms Road, they found the vehicle fully engulfed in flames. The crash remains under investigation. A motorcyclist has been transported by LifeStar after a crash in Tallinn yesterday. State police say the crash happened at 5:03 p.m. on Tallinn Road. Police say injuries have been reported and a person was transported via LifeStar. Further information was not immediately available. Farmington police arrested 5 juvenile car thieves following a pursuit that took them into West Farms Mall Saturday afternoon. Farmington police were called to the parking lot of West Farms Mall at 12:59 p.m. for reports of a stolen car. Officers arrived to find the stolen vehicle unoccupied. Police determined that 5 male suspects had left the vehicle and entered the mall on foot. All 5 suspects were eventually located and taken into custody. I'm Sean Murphy. When news breaks, we break in.
And now, the talk of Connecticut traffic.
Stop-and-go traffic throughout Hartford, I-84 in both directions. I-91 southbound, exit 34 to I-84. Route 2 westbound, exit 4 to exit 2. Route 9 in both directions is stop-and-go in Middletown. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
From the Talk of Connecticut Weather Center, a mostly cloudy day for today, starting the week off with a high of 55. Rain developing tonight, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, periods of rain, 50. Periods of rain on Wednesday, high near 60. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwoman on the Talk of Connecticut.
Yankee Peddler and Pawn in East Hartford is Connecticut's premier pawn shop, paying you top dollar whether you are pawning or selling your items. It's also your first choice to find great deals on used items. Yankee Peddler and Pawn has everything from gold and silver jewelry to electronics, power tools, some musical instruments, and so much more. With nearly 200 five-star Google reviews, customer service is always their number one priority. Go see Joe at Yankee Peddler and Pawn at 7 Pitkin Street in East Hartford and tell them Gary sent you.
This is the time of year to enjoy life. Stop letting that pain in your joints keep you from doing what you love to do this spring. Call QC Kinetics now. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. It's a fact. QC Kinetics is literally transforming lives. Their advanced treatment harnesses your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. So you can walk and run and climb stairs and play golf and move again pain-free. No pain pills, no risky surgery. This is an all-natural solution. QC Kinetics has tens of thousands of satisfied patients who have reclaimed their mobility. So take action now and live your best life this spring and summer. It's a great use of your tax refund check, by the way. Call QC Kinetics today for a free consultation with offices in Avon, New Haven, and their new office in Glastonbury. 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. A-I-N.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Hartford area attorneys, Phyllis McCutcheon, licensed in Connecticut. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Men, this is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and you've heard me talk a lot about how treating low testosterone can improve your sleep, your workouts, your energy levels, and more. But today I want to talk about your sex drive, because low testosterone can have a significant impact on your desire for intimacy. It can even be a factor in erectile dysfunction. And if you're in a relationship or wanting to be in a relationship, a low sex drive could really be a problem. The good news is that if you're like most guys, treating a low T could really change the way you feel about sex, giving you back that flame and desire that is so important when you love someone. So if you're feeling sluggish and tired, if you're not sleeping well, if your workouts aren't that great, and most of all, if your sex drive is more like a putt, make an appointment at Northeast Men's Health and have your testosterone levels checked. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices in the Northeast to serve you. Northeast Men's Health, a Promenic restorative health practice.
When shopping for appliances, where do you stop first? A big box store? They might be your first stop, but Ferrari's Appliance will be your last. From laundry to dishwashers, stoves to refrigerators, Ferrari's Appliance has all the name brands at the price you can afford. And they install and service everything they sell. Enough with the pushy salespeople and impersonal customer service. Head to Ferrari's Appliance in Newington or Naugatuck and discover why people from all over choose them over everyone else. Online at Ferrari'sAppliance.com.
You're tuned in to the Talk of Connecticut Radio Network, Mornings with Gary Byron, the Republican voice of reason.
Have you seen your Eversource bill lately? Look, you know, everything has gone up. Everything. I don't want to just pick on one aspect of our utility bills. I was just talking to somebody over the weekend who just, you know, took their kids Saturday afternoon or to McDonald's. You know, a guy walked out. He goes, good God, I thought I just left Max's Oyster Bar when I found out how much I was spending on lunch. And, of course, he was exaggerating. But, yeah, no, and we talked about it last week. You know, I get a Happy Meal. It's like 18, you know, not a Happy Meal, but like a Big Mac and large fry and a medium. It's like $18. You got to be kidding me. It's just insane. It's silly. Look, I know everything goes up, but there's a point where you sit there. There's a level. You're just like, oh, man, this has gone up. And then there's like, this is just stupid. I'm not going to pay that. That's ridiculous.
We're at that level.
But here's the difference, my friends. You need your electricity. You need your heat. You need your utilities. You need a phone. Whether it's a landline or a cell phone, you need the phone. If there's ever an emergency, God forbid, you don't need cable. I get that. Hell, you don't even need television for if you want to, you know, kind of distinguish between wants and needs. It's a want, not a need. You need shelter, so it's either mortgage or a rent. And heck, rents have gone up to nearly how much a mortgage is. There are people that just, and you sit there and go, well, why do even people rent? Well, not everybody qualifies for a mortgage. They have the money, but they've got terrible credit. So they say, well, we'll just rent temporarily and build up the credit, and maybe a couple of years from now we'll be able to obtain a mortgage. But a utilities, you need, some people have electric heat. You need your heat. You need your electric, you need your lights and everything, your refrigerator, everything runs on electricity, right? So we take it a little differently when your utilities go up. That's a need, as opposed to when your cable bill or your Big Macs go up. That's, you don't need that. You want that. Good morning, it's Gary Byron, 9-11 here on this Monday morning. Glad to have you on board the old morning train. I bring this up because our next guest into the Daily Connerton Memorial Company interview chair is Vice President of Distribution Rates and Regulatory Requirements over at Eversource. Typically, I mean, we've talked to people from Eversource for the last 5 years. My God, I think I chatted with the CEO one time. What's his name? Noble, I think his name is. I used to talk to Mitch Gross all the time. I know he's no longer there. I've have a great relationship with Jamie Ratliff. In fact, we're even friends personally. But it's on Facebook and so on and so forth. But it's great to have this individual, because I think this falls really into his area of expertise. So to get him on to discuss this more specifically
is what I was obtaining. What I really was my objective, what I wanted to do. I want to welcome him. He's Douglas Horton. Douglas, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. And I agree with you. In my role, it's not often that I'm called in for radio interviews. It's usually other folks that have resources that get that opportunity. So thanks for having me.
Well, no. Then before my questions, did you just draw the lowest straw? Or take the day off and say, no, you get it, Douglas. No. Well, how did you get thrown into this?
Well, no, obviously, just like you said with that intro, the rate increase is stark and our customers rely on us and rely on our service. So it's top of mind for everyone, including for us at Eversource, that we never like to see increases this large. It's utility rates are not something generally it's the sexy topic. So I'm excited. I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
It's not a short straw at all.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I think our listeners are as well. Certain costs of service, including state-mandated programs and policies and initiatives, are adjusted at least once a year on Eversource's costs for these services, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But these are recovered through a charge on your bill. So let's start here. What was proposed by Eversource? And then let's get the answer to that question first, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure. As you just alluded to, and I think it's important for the context, because I know, again, this is all kind of inside baseball. Utility rate making is not the most intuitive and top of mind for folks. And at the end of the day, our customers really only care about the total amount that they're paying. But
yep.
For this conversation, it's important to understand, if you do look at your Eversource or UI utility bill, there are four general buckets of costs. There's the cost of supply, so the actual electricity that's generated, which the utilities in Connecticut don't own. We purchase that power and we pass it off to our customers. We don't make money on it, and that's about half of the bill. There are public benefits programs that we administer, and just like on the supply side, we don't generally make any profit on those costs. We pass those costs through. They come at a cost. They also have a benefit. Generally, those are required of us as part of the state or federal programs. And then, of course, there's the cost of the infrastructure that we do own and operate, the local delivery charge and the regional transmission grid. That's the poles and the substations and all the infrastructure that we build and operate. And there's a cost that comes with that. So the costs that change on a more regular basis are those costs for the supply and the public benefits programs, because those are based on what the market prices for the underlying services are, whereas the delivery components are generally, they change less frequently and are more steady adjustments over time. But the cost for a supply or for public benefits can vary and be volatile. The annual rate adjustment mechanism that we operate under, as a result, changes more frequently because the costs change more frequently. And that's really what we're talking about here, is a rate change that we're expecting to go into effect on May 1st. It's predominantly as part of that public benefits programs, and it is a significant increase. We would expect the rate to increase for a typical residential customer by about $38 a month, which is significant. It's 19% of a customer's total electricity bill, and that's within that public benefits portion. And there's really two main drivers for that increase. There's contracts that we enter into that are supply related. They're tied to the market prices for energy, and they serve as a hedge to that energy. So there's been years where when supply prices have been so high, those contracts have actually produced significant benefit. But last year, the markets turned around, and the good news is the supply prices came down, but then the costs of those contracts, which are in the public benefits portion, then increased. And so we now are facing an increase to collect the costs that for those programs, and that's a large portion of the increase. And then the other main driver is we have programs in place for our customers who are challenged in paying their bills, and we have not, as a result of COVID, been able to pursue collection activities from those customers, and that's been...
And that's what we've been hearing a lot about as well. We discussed this on this program last week and the last several weeks since this was first announced. And maybe you can kind of dispel some of these rumors or put us on the right track. When it comes to this way, I don't like rhetoric. I don't like spin. I don't like innuendo or rumor. I like fact. And that is, we hear that there is a moratorium in the state of Connecticut that is still in existence from the early era of COVID. I mean, let's face it. COVID began in, I guess, technically in 2019, hence the reason why it was entitled COVID-19. It really didn't hit here until, let's say, February, March, April of 2020. So here we are in March of 2024. It's been 4 years, and a lot has changed since those early days of COVID. And I understand that, you know, most of the country, if not all, there was a moratorium on for those individuals who either were laid off or lost their job, or the company itself went under, and they couldn't pay either their mortgage or any of their utility bills, that there was PPE money coming into the state, and it could be utilized for COVID-specific purposes. And since then, that moratorium, and while, sure, I think a lot of people can appreciate that, but that was then. Now in 2024, that moratorium has been lifted in 49 of the 50 states. So that one state where it was still in effect is the state we're currently having this discussion in right now, and that is Connecticut. Is it true, then, that what we're paying for as part of this rate increase, Douglas, is to pay for those people who had to suffer through this moratorium during the COVID era, and we're trying to recoup that money?
That is a portion of it, but, and I do want to be clear, you know, there has been a moratorium in place, just like you said. As far as I understand, Connecticut is the last state in the country to have the moratorium in effect. It's expected to expire on this May 1st, and that would allow us to pursue those collection activities. I do just want to make the point, you know, shutting off customers' electricity is a last resort, of course. And just like you said at the outset, all of our customers rely on electricity.
Sure.
But really that serves as a tool for us to be able to get those customers engaged to pay. And without that tool, there really isn't the incentive. And so I think that's a piece of it. But I do want to also point out the main driver in what we're seeing as such a significant increase this year is really we're trying to get back to a pace of rate changes or a frequency of rate changes to have the rates reflecting the costs. And there's been times in our past where we've taken steps and the regulator has taken steps to push costs forward to try to mitigate these increases. But what we're seeing here is now, you know, that's the pile has built up so high that it's causing a large increase as well. So, you know, we're talking about solutions. We're having lots of discussions and trying to reach consensus and be collaborative on how can we not only mitigate the rate increase on May 1st that our customers would see, and I can talk about what we've proposed there to mitigate that rate change, but then also structurally, how can we, you know, as a state, how can we all work together with the governor's office, with all of the electricity stakeholders, the consumer advocate, the attorney general's office, PURA, to try to come up with a framework so that we don't...
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Douglas, I'm going to take you up on that. I got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and get those answers right after this.
No one ever likes calling their insurance company. It usually means there's a problem. And when there's a problem, you don't want to talk to a stranger. You want your agent, the agent who knows you. That's Michael Van Otterkirk and his staff at State Farm of Newington. State Farm has been the number one auto insurer in the U.S. every year since 1946. So when a problem arises, you'll be relieved to call State Farm of Newington, 860-666-1037. Because like a good neighbor, State Farm of Newington is there.
At Dolan Dental Group, patients can look forward to an oral health care experience that far exceeds their expectations. Patient comfort is always a priority, and they won't rest until you're 100% satisfied with their efforts. Go online to dolandental.com to meet their dentist and to read what their presentations think. From preventative dentistry, restorative, cosmetic, implants, Invisalign, and emergency dentistry, new patients are more than welcome. Dolan Dental, Silas Dean Highway, Weathersfield, dolandental.com today.
You're listening to Mornings with Gary Byron, the Republican voice of reason, only on the Talk of Connecticut Radio Network.
23 minutes after the hour of 9, our guest
is the Vice President of Distribution Rates and Regulatory Requirements over at Eversource, Douglas Horton. And I did not know. I'm glad that you're on with us this morning. I did not know that the moratorium for Connecticut expires on May 1st. But let's get to the other portion of that. Does it have any, with this incredible increase of $38 per household per month, does it have anything to do with the 10-year contract that the state entered into with to go for renewable energy back a few years ago in the legislature?
Yes, that's the main driver of it, and really there's the underlying costs of that that's causing an increase. Mm-hmm. But also, like I said, there was a benefit in the past. So if you look at the life of that contract since it's been in place, it's actually been about neutral for customers. In other words, there's been years where those contracts have been significantly in the money, which has offset the cost that customers would end up having to pay. So we're seeing an increase now because the market prices for energy have turned around. But then also, like I said, last year when the market prices for energy did turn around, meaning it was going from a significant benefit to now having be at a cost, the rates were not adjusted to reflect those costs. And so we're seeing a piling up of costs from the past that's going into place today.
Why is Connecticut paying the highest electric rates in the country?
That is a great question. And that's really what we're focused on. You know, regionally as a company, we're trying to find solutions. And I think that's really where we need to be spending all of our time, energy, and attention is, if you look at New England, Connecticut certainly is in the highest, but all the New England states are. You know, we operate in three states, and it's the same pressure that we have where we're at the end of the pipeline, and the supply for electricity is market-based. So when you have constrained supply, the prices increase, and that's really what we're faced with here. That's the main driver of it. And again, that's not what's driving the May 1st increase that I'm on to talk about today, but that is a significant component when more than half of a customer's bill is driven by the supply prices.
You know, I hear from people all the time, and it's like, well, I won't give to this charity anymore because their CEO is making millions of dollars. And, you know, and I'm like, well, he's got a job to do. I mean, no one works for free, and it's got to be commensurate of any CEO or leader of any organization. And they say, well, that's fine, and I understand that. And I want them to make a very reasonable living because the same responsibilities of a CEO is pretty uniform, regardless of what organization or company you're working for. But when the salary is exorbitant and then you're going back and asking for, you know, people who are living paycheck to paycheck or on fixed incomes to give more of money that they don't have, that's a hard pill to swallow, you know? Because we see CEO makes.
And of course, I understand the sentiment. And, but, you know, my response to that is a couple. You know, just like you said, all of our compensation for my colleagues and our executives is based on market prices, and it's heavily scrutinized by our regulator. That's the main role they play, and I certainly understand, and that should be challenged, and I understand the sentiment. But again, what we're talking about here, and this is where I'm so focused and trying to get a lot of collaboration and coordination on real solutions to these complex problems.
So what is your plan going forward, Douglas?
That's nothing to do with the rate increase here. Sorry to cut you off.
No. I'm running out of time. What is your plan going forward? It seems like every time I hear about a rate increase, you know, you hear this utility every now and then. It's always Eversource that, you know, let me guess. Hey, Gary, there's going to be a rate increase from one of your utility. Well, let me take a guess what it's going to be. It's going to be Eversource. Bing, 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 bing. You win. You know, why is it always Eversource that's increasing the rates? So, the only time I heard it was going down, I think, was like in January or late last year. Hey, there's going to be a decrease in your Eversource bill. I only heard it once in recent history. It always seems like there's a rate increase. So in the final 2 minutes, what is your plan moving forward to combat some of this?
Well, so on this particular rate adjustment, yes, we propose to try to implement it in two phases because there's an expected decrease in the supply prices that would go into effect for our customers on July 1st. And so by implementing this annual reconciling rate adjustment in two steps would allow us to mitigate the increase so customers would see no increase on July 1st, a smaller increase on May 1st, and then offset by a decrease in the supply portion of their bill on July 1st.
Okay.
There's a lot in our utility bill that we're paying for that's not even related to power, whether it's supply or delivery, right?
That's where I started. There's a significant portion, but I think, you know, as we're at the end of the day, we bill our customers, and all customers care about is the total amount that they're paying, and that's what they see, and that's what they feel. And
the legislature dumps it on you guys.
Well, it that's why we need to have collaboration and coordination. There's a lot of complexity here. There's a lot happening in the bill, and we need to try to figure out as a region, how do we make this more palatable for our customers? So we're just trying every day to be solution-oriented and to figure out how we can be in the best position to serve our customers.
And listen, that's a great answer. But I think people want to see, all right, a little more action, you know. And I understand these things take time, but you said it yourself. People want to know, the only thing they care about is what their bill is actually amounting to. But listen, we're out of time here. Douglas, I know you're not in an easy position. I have to ask you the hard questions. I have to ask them. People want to know the answers to them. So I really do appreciate your time with us this morning. Good luck with this. And I'm glad you're fighting, you know, for us, because I'll tell you, quite frankly, you know, when I read this, it was disturbing. Not another yet another rate increase from Eversource. Same story every few months. But thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Gary, for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. You got it. All right. When we come back, it's open phones. What do you think of them apples? Let me get your opinion on that.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A Supreme Court opinion is expected this morning about an effort in Colorado to block Donald Trump from primary ballots.
During arguments that happened back in February, some of the justices expressed major skepticism about Colorado's efforts to kick Trump off its ballot. They posited that a decision in Colorado's favor could set a precedent that creates what they called an unmanageable situation in the country.
Fox Jillian Turner. Colorado is one of the Super Tuesday states holding primaries tomorrow. Vice President Harris meets with a top Israeli war cabinet official today, Benny Gantz, about the war in Gaza.
Given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire.
Vice President Harris there in Selma, Alabama, at an event marking 59 years since civil rights marchers were beaten by police on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. America's listening to Fox News.
WDRC, W277DT, WDRC-FM HD3 Hartford, WSNG, W283DO Torrington. The news is now.
Good morning. I'm Sean Murphy. Partly cloudy skies today with a high in the 50s. A woman was brought to the hospital after crashing into a building in Hartford yesterday morning. Officials say the vehicle drove into a multifamily house on White Street, damaging the structure. 12 people in the residence have been displaced. None of them were injured. The driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation. One person is dead after a vehicle crashed into a tree and caught fire in Avon yesterday morning. When crews arrived at the scene of the crash on Old Farms Road, they found the vehicle fully engulfed in flames. The crash remains under investigation. A motorcyclist has been transported by LifeStar after a crash in Tallinn yesterday. State police say the crash happened at 5:03 p.m. on Tallinn Road. Police say injuries have been reported and a person was transported via LifeStar. Further information was not immediately available. Farmington police arrested 5 juvenile car thieves following a pursuit that took them into West Farms Mall Saturday afternoon. Farmington police were called to the parking lot of West Farms Mall at 12:59 p.m. for reports of a stolen car. Officers arrived to find the stolen vehicle unoccupied. Police determined that 5 male suspects had left the vehicle and entered the mall on foot. All 5 suspects were eventually located and taken into custody. I'm Sean Murphy. When news breaks, we break in.
From the Talk of Connecticut Weather Center, a mostly cloudy day for today, starting the week off with a high of 55. Rain developing tonight, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, periods of rain, 50. Periods of rain on Wednesday, high near 60. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackman on the Talk of Connecticut.
Hi, it's Gary Byron with Ken Tumulo of Tumulo Financial. Great to see you, Ken.
Great to be here, Gary.
All right, so when someone is planning their retirement and choosing a financial advisor, there are a lot to choose from.
So what makes you different?
Planning first approach. And you hear that from a lot of advisors. They'll say that they plan, but they actually don't. And I'm going to just say this. You want to meet with multiple advisors and figure out who's actually doing the planning. Because what we find is when people are 55 and older, there's a lot more to plan for. There's a lot more than just investments. And there's ways to keep more money in people's pockets just by saving money in taxes. So it should be an overall plan.
Ken, what is the biggest fear in retirement?
Running out of money. Think about it. Even you and me, we're working and we get our paycheck every other week, and then imagine that just being turned off because we ran out of money in our retirement accounts. We're going to be worried. What we do is we build our retirement checkup, and then to take it a step further, we're doing six-month reviews with our clients, and the reason why is to make sure they feel comfortable spending in retirement.
So what's the importance of having a tax strategy in your retirement plan?
My favorite question to talk about, because that's one of the big things that'll differentiate us too. Not everyone looks at the tax strategy, and it could be the difference of having we'll just make up numbers. It could be the difference of having $100,000 in your account versus having $125,000 in your account. Because over time, if you pay less in taxes,